anyway, I'm going to take things back to the ocean, but back it a long time into the past with some new fossil evidence that suggests that there were gigantic sharks lurking in Cretaceous seas around 90 million years ago. But these ones weren't terrifying monsters. They were, in fact, probably sluggish fish that sat around on the seafloor munching shellfish. Well, this isn't actually the first time that paleontologists have discovered fossilised parts of Dicotus mortoni, but new findings in Kansas in America reveal that these mysterious sharks went extinct at about the same time as dinosaurs, and they were probably much bigger and more slow-moving than previously thought. Now, based on fossilised teeth, scales and parts of the jaw, the team publishing in the journal Cretaceous Research, led by Keshnu Shimada of DePaul University in Chicago, Illinois, estimate that these sharks could have been over 10 metres in length. That's huge. That's bigger than two Humvees parked end to end, and it's bigger than the basking sharks that cruise our oceans today.
They're terrifying-looking creatures, basking sharks. I appreciate they're not particularly dangerous, but just the sheer size of them.
I think they're lovely, especially and whale sharks, which are bigger still. They're all rather wonderful to think these huge fish are still in our oceans, but maybe even bigger ones used to be around as well. And the reason we think that they were probably slow moving was from the shape of their scales, which are rather smoothed off. And other sharks that move quicker have actually pointed scales, which help to improve their swimming efficiency by reducing drag. And their flat plate-like teeth could have been perfect for crushing hard shellfish. And it's thought that these ancient sharks might have looked something similar to nurse sharks, which spend their time today lying around on the sea floor. And that does prove that not all sharks need to keep swimming to breathe, which is something that people commonly think but actually isn't true. And there's an even bigger shark, fossil shark teeth have been found from this same group, and that suggests that a closely related species to Tychodus mortoni could have been even more gigantic and perhaps was the biggest ever shellfish eater ever on Earth, which is a pretty fantastic label record to have achieved. But just why these sharks were so enormous at this time, as well as many other creatures, in fact, were quite huge at the time in the sea. There were big clams and big fish. It all remains something of a lovely, enticing mystery.
It's amazing what we can learn from fossils, and you'd think that we can learn a lot about the physiology, about the shape these things are, but the fact that you can actually learn how they might have acted when they were alive, I think is incredible stuff. Thank you, Helen.